Yeah, it's time for that self-check, time to, you know, just look at yourself, think about your life, think about your circumstances, think about what condition you might be in towards the end of this year. And how are you doing? Check in with yourself and just ask yourself that. Those very, very important. Ask yourself that very, very important question on how are you currently doing. The conversation or the topic that we're addressing right now is burnout. And it is, you know, we often throw around the term, but it is a very, very serious state, a state of emotional, physical, mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress, right? That's the key term, prolonged stress. And that occurs when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel emotionally drained and unable to meet constant demands. So let's talk about burnout. Let's answer your questions about burnout. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. Joining us right now is Kyle Block, who's an industrial organizational psychologist as well as a burnout coach. Kyle, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for your time.
Very good morning to you, Raphael, and thank you for having me on your show.
An absolute pleasure. Kyle, I can imagine, and I know actually so many people can relate to the topic, the issue of burnout, especially as we approach the end of the year. But it's been a year like no other, 2 years basically into COVID-19 or living with COVID-19. And we're living under very rather exceptional circumstances, right? If you take everything into its totality, whether it's our politics, whether it's our finances, whether it's our economy, whether it's this global pandemic that we're all living with. So I can imagine the added stress hasn't done anybody any favors. But just give us an easy phrase or an easy way, if you will, to understand burnout.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, with COVID that has come across over the last 2 years, has definitely fast-tracked things with burnout. And it's not only fast-tracked with the actual felt experience of burnout, but it's also done a little bit better for us in the sense that this year, the 1st of January 2022, the ICD, which is the International Classification of Diseases, will recognize burnout for the first time in its revision, which is a positive thing for us. So although there's a COVID that has come in, there's a little bit of a silver lining that burnout is now being recognized. So you say, how can we understand it in the most simple way?
Sure.
And I've got a brilliant analogy. If you actually go on Google and you Google burnout, you'll see this picture or video of a car that is stationary. I don't know if they usually do this, and the tires are going so fast that it's burning up the tires. So a nice way of seeing this is you yourself are the vehicle. You yourself have this amazing potential to go places, to go reach your goals. And you are driving and you're putting the foot on the gas so much that it's burning out your tires, burning out your resources. So a real simple way of looking at it is, what is the demands in our life at the moment? What are these demands from mainly work pressures? What are the demands from our personal lives? And looking at, do we have the resources to balance out those demands?
Sure. Yeah. Do we have the resources to balance out those demands? And of course, when you say, do we have the resources, what kind of resources are you referring to, Kyle?
So as an industrial psychologist, we particularly look at the workplace. And when you're looking at the workplace, there's so many options to provide resources, both external and internal.
Okay.
When you're looking more at the external side, you're looking at good leadership. You're looking at providing a culture of support. You're looking at providing spaces where people can actually communicate what they're going through. And then when you move more to the internal space, you're looking at what is the internal coping resources of the individual. Okay. So do they have these, first of all, this network they can go to? Do they have the ability to actually utilize the network? So we look at multiple aspects of resources, and we look at both the external and the internal, and utilizing those external and internal resources.
I want to, if you could, I've got a message here from Kingsley saying, good morning. If the simplest of tasks seems overwhelming, and there are days when I feel stuck or stagnant, I don't know if I have burnout, but taking time out to rest up and find positive change is not an option. No work, no pay. So to Kingsley's most burning question is, what are the clearest signs of burnout and how does it manifest in an individual?
So that's a great question. And the surprising thing about burnout is in the beginning, it doesn't appear as so excessive. It doesn't appear as something that is an issue at all. It actually usually in the beginning, we start off by being quite excited. There's this hard pressure from ourselves to actually apply ourselves and engage in our jobs and various projects. And it slowly slips in as the pressure rises. So you'll notice you start to feel a little bit more exhausted. You start to feel a little bit more negative. Mm-hmm. And it finally gets to a stage where you can feel stuck. So as Kingsley said, you feel like you're in a position where you can't do anything. And my suggestion to anyone there is start to just build awareness. Start to step back, take a bit of a pause, and really understand what is going on for yourself. I mean, we sometimes create the self-limiting belief that we can't do anything. But even starting with the smallest thing, the smallest 1% can make a massive difference. Mm.
As a burnout coach, Kyle, what's your approach to people like Kingsley who feel or are wondering if they're experiencing burnout or, in fact, can quite easily say, yes, I'm experiencing burnout. I'm fatigued. I've lost interest in activities that I'm either passionate or used to be passionate about or good at. I do feel trapped. I do feel like withdrawing from my responsibilities. But I don't have any options right now when it comes to work and taking time away or taking time off. How do you approach this as a burnout coach? Because no doubt this is the situation for so many people, for so many South Africans, where you are very cognizant of the fact that there are so many other people who'd love to be in the same position as you, right? Who'd love to be employed, for instance, who'd love to have these same responsibilities. And COVID has made sure that this is not their reality.
Yes, and I think if you look at that, there's this kind of mindset that comes with that, that is, it's either one way or no other way. So it's either I have this job and keep this job and keep pushing and I stay in the state of burnout, or I don't have anything. So it's kind of a what we call catastrophizing thinking or a bit of black and white thinking. And what I usually do with my clients is we really put a pause on things and we really say, first, let's give ourselves permission to take breaks. Let's just reframe what breaks mean. Mm. And let's re-understand how breaks aren't these things where we're being unproductive. They're actually times where we're helping ourselves be more productive, because we can do a lot better and more quality work when we are working, when we take more breaks. Mm-hmm. So it's all about punctuating the person's week a little bit, really finding spaces for breaks, and I think the most important and the critical part is giving the person permission to take those breaks and understand why those breaks are important.
I like the idea of reprioritizing breaks and understanding what breaks fundamentally do, that they, in and of itself or themselves, they are actually productive. Once we've gotten on top of that, you know, we've defined burnout as being in a state of prolonged stress, right? So we know that you mentioned earlier on that despite the difficulties of experience because of COVID, the upside is that the International Classification of Diseases has finally accepted burnout as a natural disease. It's going to be included in that list of illnesses, etc. So that's the upside. But then the question becomes, what do we do about the stress, and how do we put in place long-term sort of measures, contingencies to make sure that we get ourselves out of the state, we recover from the state, and we're also being cognizant of the fact that things like adrenal fatigue can also happen and have happened and do happen because of burnout, et cetera, et cetera. So the physical aspect, the psychological aspect, and the emotional aspect of all these things, once again, how do you help your clients address this?
So yes, I think, look, when you look at burnout, and there's another reframe I would like your audience to try and understand is, or trying to go through that exercise, is to really understand it as a massive notification. Mm-hmm. We have all these thousands of notifications in our phone throughout the day, all this massive information flow, and to really look at burnout, and some people see it and they feel, okay, I'm stuck, I can't do anything about this, and they don't really know the next step. And this is where I work with them, my clients, quite closely. But rather to reframe it as a massive notification, something's going on for me. Something's going on in my environment. There's some form of change that I need to do. But when I do work with my clients, I often say, let's do follow small changes, as I mentioned earlier. And And that other changes that can really help, as you mentioned, Rafaela, with the more physical side, is to look at what I call the three prongs of health, and essentially look at your sleeping patterns, looking at how much exercise you're getting, and looking at your nutrition. Okay. And these are, again, little things that you can start making changes in that have massive impact on your actually felt experience of the burnout.
Yeah. All right. Once again, or rather finally, why am I saying once again? Finally, Kyle, when it does come to dealing with and working through burnout, as you start implementing those incremental strategies, as you've just mentioned, the diet, the sleep, the physical activity, embarking on this journey, embarking on this road doesn't necessarily mean, and also acknowledging what you're dealing with, doesn't mean that you'll necessarily feel better immediately. It might even take a while. So, of course, we are the generation of input, immediate output. A reminder, you know, that expecting to see changes quickly or as soon as possible might be unrealistic. Do you think so? Am I wrong? Am I right?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Zilla. And it takes different people different times. Some people come out of the burnout state in 3 months, other people 2-3 weeks. And I think just giving yourself that permission to take the time to heal, to find a way out of it is critical and very important.
All right. Kyle Block, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Kyle Block is an industrial organizational psychologist as well as a burnout coach.